Welcome back, everybody. It's Tom and Charlie. We're talking about wisdom. This is part of the screencast series, Evidence-Based Wisdom, and we're talking about, in this one, the wise personality. Okay, so where are you going with this, then? We're looking at some typically wise people and seeing what they're like?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's lots of factors at play which will contribute to how wise someone is. Yep. It could be their background, experiences they've had, the cultures they've grown up in, various things like that. Mm-hmm. They will all contribute to how wise someone is. But a massive part of it, obviously, has to be the characteristics that individual person has. So in this little chat, I just wanted to look at what character traits are present in people that have performed highly in wisdom scale assessments. Yeah. So now that we have wisdom frameworks, we've got scales that we can use, so we can identify people that perform well in these assessments. So then, once you've got these high wisdom performers, you can say, okay,
let's look at the characteristics.
Let's look at these people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is it about their personality that it correlates with wisdom?
And again, whether it causes it or is a result of it, we don't really know, do we?
We don't. No,
okay, so far away, what are the things?
So three kind of big studies that have been done on this going back to the 90s is Baltes, again.
Staudinger. I've heard of this guy.
Yeah, Baltes, Lopez and Staudinger. They did some research, which is kind of the banner headline, really, when it comes to personality, characteristics and wisdom, which is the most important predictor of wisdom related performance from a personality characteristic perspective is openness to new experiences.
Yeah. Have a go at new stuff.
Exactly. We've already established this idea that experience and reflection on experience is the key to growing in wisdom, then openness to new experience will obviously lead to you're acquiring more experiences, so that makes sense.
And again, the one way of looking at these things is, in contradistinction, if you are closed to new experiences, that's probably not going to correlate strongly with a wise personality, is it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So thing to take away from that is openness to new experiences. Yeah. It has been shown in research to be the strongest predictor of wisdom.
Okay, great stuff. Anything else?
Yeah, they also kind of showed in that initial study that two other elements, psychological mindedness and growth-orientated personalities, tended to score highly in wisdom. So psychological mindedness means you are interested in understanding how other people think and how people behave. So
the theory of mind. Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the other one is growth-oriented. So you're interested in growing. So it's a growth mentality.
Developmental. You
know, so that was a kind of the first foray into the personality of wise people. A little bit later, 2001, You Never Guess Who's Back.
Is it Baltes?
Baltes and Staudinger, with other colleagues. They established in this second set of experiments that creativity, people that creative people
create stuff.
Yeah, because they tend to look for other perspectives on things, extend things.
Yep.
And also a cognitive style, which is judicial and progressive, which was actually kind of a finding at the time. Judicial, just get that one dealt with first. Judicial means you are interested in understanding why people do things, not whether what they did was right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a judicial rather than judgmental.
Yeah.
And progressive was as opposed to conservative. So people had imagined that perhaps wisdom is a sort of
status quo type thing.
Let's just preserve how things are. Let's not rush into things, you know, look before you leap, that kind of thing. But in fact, that kind of cognitive style was not associated with them.
Wisdom. So it didn't correlate well with high scores, which is ultimately what we're looking at here. Yeah.
So we're looking at progressive cognitive styles is something associated with wise behavior.
Interesting. And do we have any more studies? Any by Baltes or anyone like that to look at?
Baltes
again.
Had it took a couple of years off, and then he was back 2003 with other colleagues this time. A few interesting things about, I suppose, emotions was quite an interesting thing. Wise people tended to not experience many positive or negative emotions.
Tend to be flat.
Yeah, they tended to be... they were able to respond to things in a sort of I'd still be interested in seeking the common good. So sort of they managed to not get too emotionally drawn into things, but yet they still cared.
That's interesting. So that would seem to me to be a good trait, but it doesn't matter what it seems to me. It turns out that it correlates well with scores that are the wise people get. That's excellent. Yeah. Okay. Anything else that's interesting that we wouldn't have thought of?
Some obvious ones, really, probably not that surprising. Cooperative. So in conflict situations, wise people tend to try and take the other person's perspective seriously and not just try and dominate or avoid or be submissive. So they won't give up. They won't avoid the scenario and they won't push their ideas through either. They will genuinely go that extra bit of distance to try and find the win-win kind of scenario. So that's a cooperative conflict management style. And they tend to be just genuinely interested in the interests of other people. So they're not sort of hedonistically motivated and they're not selfish in their actions. So those aren't big surprises. I'd have thought we would have probably expected that, but that is what showed up in the data.
Interesting. So the takeaway from this is that wise people do appear to have a broad group of characteristics. In particular, they're open, growth orientated, creative, and show a progressive judicial thinking style. They appear to be interested in understanding the psychological functioning of others. They're socially competent and they have well-developed emotional serenity without perhaps losing interest in what other people want to achieve. They don't tend to get emotionally drawn into it themselves. And they're also orientated towards the well-being of others and society rather than their own pleasure. I mean, these things seem, from an impartial observer, seem to make sense with wisdom, but not just sort of seem to make sense. They actually correlate with high scores according to these scales.
So I suppose sometimes it's you want your data to show surprising new findings, but sometimes it merely confirms what is the folk wisdom, what is the folk understanding. I suppose if it massively contradicts it, we would probably call it into question, because we can't neglect our own experience.
Absolutely.
But I think the main thing to take away from this: top scorer, openness to new experience.
Brilliant. And the final thing that I want to say on this is the chicken and egg question. What actually comes first? Is it the characteristics then lead to high scores and the wisdom, or is it the high scores, the results that over a period of time will help develop these characteristics? I mean,
we can't say. These are correlations, and there's no
causation implicit
established at this point. It could be done with longitudinal studies, but it hasn't. So at this stage, we are sort of marking out correlations, and I mean, probably it goes back and forth.
Yeah, of course. It's more likely to be a dynamic equilibrium, isn't it? Absolutely. Okay, brilliant stuff. So that's the wise personality. Thanks for that, Charlie. Nice one.